Don't forget, coming up in about 35 minutes, Mike Rizzo will join us, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. We'll talk to him about the C.J. Abrams episode and more. We'll do that at 9 a.m. And we'll talk Terps football with Mike Locksley at 9:45. They're preparing to take on Indiana this weekend in Bloomington. Right now it's time for EB's entertainment page, which is sponsored.
It is by my guys at BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker, I saw him just 2 days ago over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest, 2.99% on most X Series models. You heard my spot there. They're promoting their i4s. They got military discounts, all that great stuff. They also got Miriam in charge now because Mike's traveling all over the country half the time. So hit up Miriam, hit up Mike, mention me, check them out, bmwfairfax.com. All right, boys. By the way, as I'm previewing and trying to get some stories here for the EP, in addition to what Valdez has, he's got for me, but I was trying to think of a fancy word. It doesn't matter.
Procured
for me. That'll work.
Look at that. Sharing half a brain right there.
I was thinking of a different word, but that works.
Assembled.
I got to tell you, I love seeing these things like on YouTube. Literally what we were talking about earlier, headline, did the Bears draft the wrong quarterback?
Oh, love it.
It's the best. I just got to tell you, it just stops me dead in my tracks.
I got two items for the gift basket. I like one more than the other.
Yeah.
I think it's a good item, Valdez.
I think I got a really good item, too.
I think it's a good item, but we'll see.
Can I share one of my items or no? Will you save it for tomorrow?
Yeah, save it for tomorrow.
Keep it in your pants till tomorrow.
All right.
I know you're excited
because of Jaden. It's hard to keep it in your pants.
It is hard to keep it in your pants.
Okay. I know. I understand.
But I also realize that our defense is atrocious, so that brings me back to reality.
Hey, how many times are you going to listen to the montage today?
Well, are you going to put it up on the website?
We'll post it to the website. We'll tweet it from the Junks Radio account.
Okay, good.
Can you also just make it a podcast segment? You know how they get sized for segments?
Yeah, we'll have that so you can download it, and everyone can listen to it throughout the day.
Yeah, and it's just all the various pundits and even current players like Aaron Rodgers. Just stroking.
Just label it Jaden glazing.
Yes.
Jaden yes. getting glazed.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of that happening.
So get sponsored by Dunkin'.
Yeah, or Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
That light's on. You know the warm glaze on the donuts. Yeah. It's so delicious.
Listen, go to the tape. Can I borrow my back padding machine, Kate? Oh, my
God. Borrow it. It's permanently affixed to your chair.
Yeah, go to the first preseason game. After he made the throw to Diami, and I said, I've seen enough. One throw. That's all I needed. Because I know all the other stuff's there.
We also have sleuths out there that have notified me that when Jaden won the Heisman, you said, who was that?
Right, you had no idea.
True.
I also had someone in my DM saying that you, if it gun to your head, you would have taken J.J. McCarthy number one overall.
No, I was saying that, and then I won. I was saying that. That's true. I was saying that. But then when push came to shove, when we made our final board, I committed and went all in on Jaden.
Yeah. And Adam Peters made the right call.
I just did.
We appreciate.
He did.
When I made my final call.
You know, this is why you're a genius. Thank you. So much misdirection out there about what you wanted and what you like and who you like that I can't put two and two together.
No.
My brain is so scrambled from your misdirection of...
He covers all bases.
Yes, exactly.
It's not misdirection.
It's like he's at a roulette table and he bet on every number.
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm so transparent that you guys just hear all of my thoughts as I come to a solution. As I come to resolution on things, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I ponder everything out in the open, and you see the progression.
No, you bet on every number at the roulette table. Then you say, listen to me. Remember, I said five is going to hit.
CJ Bickle.
I don't think I'd ever say this before or want to say this. Mm-hmm. Can we start the entertainment page?
Why? I want to talk about Jaden.
Right. That is a first.
I want to talk about. I'm just telling you. When I see that, it just the eggplant in my
that's
pants.
Beautiful,
is
that's beautiful.
And
music.
Again, we can't thank Ryan Poles enough for selecting Caleb Williams and allowing the Commanders the opportunity to draft Jaden Daniels. And we're going to show
he's
our appreciation.
He's going to get the gift.
I did say this, and I still believe this to this day, that I think all the quarterbacks taken in that first round are going to be decent. I don't think you're going to find one and go, that guy blows. I thought this was an unusual crop of quarterbacks. But my number one guy was JD. Now, was I a huge LSU fan? I don't concern myself with that. But once I, and be honest with you, that's why I said it to Kevin when we had Kevin on the show. I credit him. He was the first guy that was going on record saying, he's like, that's the guy we should target. That's the guy we should target.
Kevin who?
Kevin Sheehan. Okay. Kevin Sheehan was all over Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Way before I ever was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was skittish about the body type.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing.
Didn't like he's kind of scrawny, skinny.
That's the biggest negative.
Yeah.
You know, he's everything else.
People look at him as fragile.
Is spectacular. All right. This story, I've seen this. What's sick is I know exactly who this person is because I've been down this wormhole.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Jaguar Wright is?
That's the funniest question you've ever asked.
Exactly.
There's a human that's name is Jaguar Wright.
I think she's a former singer / rapper, whatever.
I don't know who this person is.
She's a former artist that somehow was in that world.
I have not been down this wormhole.
And she does every sort of hip-hop video.
Oh, I thought it was a guy. I didn't know
it's a woman.
Man or
she
woman.
Does every sort of hip-hop video, and she's just talking trash about Diddy. And I think she's getting paid for these interviews.
Okay.
But anyway, she did an interview where she said, that Diddy, I mean, she's just killing Diddy, sold a tape of one of his freak-offs, and she's saying this is how he made a lot of his money.
Okay.
On the dark web for $500 million of a tape that had Nicki Minaj, Justin Bieber, Drake, Rihanna,
LeBron,
Chris Brown, all of them.
Right.
In various stages of an undress and sexual
who's gonna
activity.
Buy it for $500 million?
It's like a compilation.
I mean, come on.
Do you listen to yourself?
You really believing that?
I'm reading the article.
You can't really believe that.
$500 million.
I don't believe the $500 million number.
You just believe that he sold a tape.
I don't even know if I believe he was in the business of blackmailing artists. Yes, I believe that's how that industry works. But selling. Listen. I'm terrified of the dark web. Don't ever send me a link to the dark. I don't want anything to do with the dark web.
I think 90%,
it literally terrifies me.
I think 95% of the emails I have on my Odyssey email are straight from the dark web. Just the most worthless emails I've ever seen. They're probably all viruses. Delete, delete, delete.
I don't know anything about. All I know is that if you go on the dark web, you're going to jail.
I wouldn't even know how to get on the dark web.
Neither would I.
Like, how would you even,
don't send me anything.
How would you
even clicking on it?
Where's the portal to this alleged dark web?
The guy that created it's rotten in jail.
I don't know. 4chan.
Okay.
Can I get to the dark web through 4chan?
I barely go on Reddit, let alone the dark web. So I think I'm good.
But anyway,
I like the bright web.
If you really want to go down the world, it's not even a wormhole.
Yeah. Didn't she also say that there was a tape of some woman getting murdered?
Possibly.
There's a snuff film?
Eight millimeters.
I've seen that allegations. Yeah. Listen,
that's a good flick with
Nick
Cage.
Listen, there's a lot of, there's a lot of missing and exploited children in the world, Jason, and a lot in this country. And you go down that wormhole, it's going to blow your brain out.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not going to, there's a lot of missing.
Hey,
I mean, that's documented.
Jason, the wormhole we need to go
down. But she also said that. She also said
this is our wormhole.
That doesn't mean she's wrong. I don't know if she's
right. I don't know. I have no idea, but that's what she said.
Which defense are we streaming in week four? That is our personal wormhole.
Predicting fantasy defenses based on their opponents is very difficult.
You can research Jaguar Wright, whoever that person is.
Jaguar defense.
I'm not taking the Jags defense.
Yeah, I can't play the Jags defense. They're playing the Texans this week. Yeah. That's a no.
Texans coming off an embarrassment. That's not a good matchup.
Yeah, so this is our personal wormhole.
Well, Usher, I think Usher's a victim. I don't know if he was also what's the opposite of victim?
A perpetrator?
Perpetrator. He definitely was a victim. Okay, right. He definitely was a victim.
Okay.
But he's one of the many celebrities that have been deleting their whole Twitter accounts.
I've seen Pink scrubbed all of her tweets.
Yeah, I've
seen that.
Everyone's doing it. it's foolish because they do have all of these like Wayback machines that have all this stuff documented. You can't get away from it. But he's denying that he did it because of any Diddy connection. Who knows? Gwen Stefani is in the news, Jason. Of course, she's married to who, Jason? Who's Gwen Stefani married to?
Oh, the country singer.
That's his name.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. Yeah.
Blake Shelton. So people are suggesting that her new album, Bouquet, how do you say that? Bouquet or Bouquet?
Bouquet.
Bouquet.
I mean, you could say Bouquet if you want. You sound like a dog. But it's Bouquet.
It's Kicks. One of those words that throws me. Yeah,
okay. Kicks, were you at, was it Jiffy Lube? When No Doubt, it was No Doubt and Blink?
1,000%.
Yeah, we were there together. What year was that?
I interviewed Blink before the show, I believe.
What year was that? Like 04?
A long time ago.
Is that when we were at HFS?
Pretty
Probably
sure.
Probably, yes.
I should have gone to that because I didn't go to that.
That might be the last concert I went
to. Really good show.
But anyway, they're wondering, is her new album going to jump on that country trend that Post Malone and Jelly Roll and everything everybody's doing?
Yeah.
She
used to be lucrative.
No.
Okay.
The first single is Somebody Else. Can you find that, Valdez? It's Gwen Stefani. I should have told you this during the break. Somebody Else's. It's not a country song. She says it's not a country record. She says it's more yacht rockish.
Oh, really?
If we can bring back yacht rock, this guy right here will be sized.
I mean, we're going to do an impromptu hit or hard thing.
Yeah, I'd like to do one on Somebody Else's.
This if it's yacht rock-esque, then I think I'm going to be in.
So I'm on these death drives every weekend, right? 6 hours, mm-hmm. you know, up and back each way to New York or wherever. And I go through all my playlists over and over and over. Sometimes I just get bored. Or I'm just like, I'm sick of all these songs. And I'll go to like yacht rock. Okay. And it's just so soothing.
So much Christopher Cross.
So much Doobie Brothers.
I just love it all. Like, I don't even, Like, I love the Doobie Brothers. I didn't even know I love the Doobie Brothers.
Of course.
I love the Doobie
Brothers.
Now
you know.
You love What a Fool Believes.
I've heard all those songs. And I'm like, who
loves Mike McDonald so much?
I love the Doobie Brothers. It is weird.
Hold on, here comes the hook.
It's been a long time to get to that hook. You can tell why she's a star, though. She's got that distinctive voice that you recognize immediately.
Yeah,
it's all right. The song's okay.
Yeah, the song's okay. It'll grow on you, though. You know what? She's just a star.
She is a star.
Superstar.
No doubt.
Ah, I see what you did there.
What?
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
No doubt.
But she was much better with No Doubt.
True.
I agree.
Thinking about spider webs.
Right.
Speaking of singers coming out with new albums, Lady Gaga is releasing a companion album to Joker. How do you say that, Cakes? That was one of her classics, Folie à Deux. How do you say that?
I'm going to go with Joker. Folie à Deux. I don't know if that's correct or not.
Right.
I just want your review on the Joker with starring Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix.
What did Kevin say about it?
It hasn't come out yet. It comes out early October.
So he hasn't reviewed it?
He has not.
But I believe this album is more, the album is called Harlequin. I believe it's more a return to her pop roots, I believe.
Okay.
Which probably hit yours and my sensibilities.
Well, who doesn't like Poker Face and Paparazzi and all those smash-olas?
Yeah. Lizzo lost a bunch of weight, but like every celebrity out there, she's saying it's not with Ozempic or anything like that. Do you believe that?
Don't they all say that?
They all deny it. They all deny it.
How much weight did she lose?
Paparazzi.
I've been grinding in the gym.
Yeah, I've seen the videos.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's like when DeSean Jackson would be, do a video on the sand, run out patterns, and you're supposed to think he's working hard.
Bro, people lost weight before Ozempic.
Yeah, but it's just that it's too easy for
people. Does she look like she lost 200 pounds?
No, it's not. It's not
30 pounds.
It's not like the weight
she's
is melting
off. She's
so big off.
That it's hard to tell.
Okay.
For me. I mean, she's an enormous woman.
All right, well, maybe she's not on Ozempic.
That's what she claims. But it is hard
to believe. Lost 150 pounds like in 2 months,
that's different.
Well,
when an entire industry all of a sudden gets butt skinny,
yeah,
you wonder. Now, I got a buddy that's on it. He called in the show. He loves it.
He loves it. Mm-hmm.
He says it's the greatest thing ever happened to him.
Raves about it.
Raves about it. Hey, do you. Do you, Cakes, right?
Lizzo, sure.
Do you. Let me see if I have anything else.
You better be quick.
Why?
Because we don't have a lot of time.
Do we have another guest?
Time is the Mike Rizzo coming up at 9.
Not until 9.
Oh, we got Mike Rizzo.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Diddy's family's upset. Just getting back to Diddy about these alleged Kim Porter book, which is weird. I will defend him on this. The wife died, or ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, whatever, mom of his children. She died a couple years ago. How's she coming out with a book now?
I have no idea.
Come on.
She's writing from beyond the grave.
Yeah.
Who
weird.
Knows?
Weird.
All right, don't forget, Mike Rizzo will join us coming up at 9. We'll talk about the CJ Abrams incident and more with him. And Mike Loxley will join the show at 9:45.